When I got out of college, I actually joined the Marine Corps, and I was in the Marines for a year and got released with a medical discharge. So when I was back home, a friend of mine from Joliet, Pat McGinnis, had gone to umpire school and told me about it, because prior to that, I had no idea, you know, anything about getting involved with umpiring or anything like that. But like I said, I got discharged from the Marine Corps, was home, had nothing going on, and I decided to go to umpire school and give it a try. You get away from the player mindset, and you go into an officiating mindset, and so your whole mind changes. I enjoyed sports, all sports, and particularly had, you know, a favor for baseball, and I felt I was good at it, had the instincts for baseball. So going to umpire school, I thought it was going to be something that would intrigue me throughout, you know, the rest of my life. You know, I was fortunate enough out of umpire school to get selected and then work my way up throughout the minor leagues. So when I went to umpire school, I realized that, you know, there's definitely a different mindset, and you just have to go into it and do your best.
Was there any sense of, when you're umping either any game, a sense of jealousy that the old dream went away and now I'm fulfilling this one, and you're surrounded by all these guys that can hit, you know, 90 plus mile an hour fastballs and make all these great plays?
No, there was no jealousy. I mean, it was something, you know, in your own mind, you have to realize that part of the game wasn't for me. It wasn't going to be a dream that was fulfilled. So you take different avenues. I mean, that's one thing that people don't probably understand, is like, just because you're not capable of making it as a player, I mean, there are other avenues still involved with the sport that people can pursue. And I was fortunate enough to be involved with, you know, the umpiring part of it. And, you know, I get to go out on a baseball field every day.
I want to talk a bit about the pressure on you. I'm thinking of maybe World Series Game 7, and there's a tying run in second base, and maybe Carlos Beltran or David Ortiz is up there. There's a lot of pressure on umpires as well to call that pitch that might be in the inside or outside corner.
There is definitely pressure that mounts. I mean, it starts, you know, I mean, with everybody. Just the atmosphere of playoff baseball is different than regular season. I mean, it's the calls and everything, safes, outs, balls, and strikes are all going to be the same. I mean, we go out there every time to make the call the way we see it. You know, I mean, that's, we're out there to get things right. Are there going to be mistakes made? Yes. But you go out there and make what you decide is the call for that time. Playoff atmosphere is different. Different pressure, I guess you could say, than during the regular season, because you're on a short, limited period of time. I mean, there's only a certain amount of games that are being played, and there is a little bit more, I would say, pressure on calls to get it right, but you just have to go out there again. You know, I keep going back to the mindset of, you know, you're out there, and you're going to make the right call, and you just have to go out there and give it your best shot.
Do you have a favorite game or series that you've worked?
You know, I always go back to saying my favorite game and series was the first time I ever got called up to the big league. So it would be, you know, the Cubs White Sox, just because it's special to me. It was unique. You know, it was my first games in being called up to work major league games. So I would have to say that is definitely my highlight. I mean, there's other highlights along the way. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I worked the All-Star game in Chicago. I've worked Division Series and, you know, this year with the NLCS. But if I had to pick one, it would be my first game in the big leagues.
Are you going to watch the World Series, or is it such a grind that you want to get away from baseball as much as possible?
You know, it is definitely a grind. I am not going to make it an absolute point to sit down and watch every inning of every game, but I will, you know, if the TV's on or if I'm out, you know, and I'm able to watch it, I'm definitely going to watch it. You know, I want to support the umpires who've been selected to work those games. I mean, it's a great honor to them. And it's something that if I have the opportunity to where I'm going to be able to watch it, I'm going to watch what I can to show support for those guys. I know the difficulty it is being out there in situations, and, you know, I root for them. You know, you want them to do the best that they can, and everybody does that goes out there. I would definitely say I'm still a fan of the game, because baseball, I mean, in my mind, is the greatest game there is. So, you know, I'm still a fan, and when the games are going on, I'm rooting for the umpires.
Is home plate the hardest place to work?
There's each position is unique. And if you want to say home plate being the hardest, it's because you're making a decision on every pitch of the game. So, you know, you have more opportunities for, you know, criticism from other people. So technically, as far as the amount of plays that you get or pitches, if you want to count that, home plate would be the most difficult. But I if you asked, you know, there's 68 major league umpires. If you asked 68 major league umpires what position they'd want to work, it would be home plate. You know what I mean? Because that's the bread and butter of the game right there.
And the playoffs are all different because you've got, you're working down the line, and given some of the scores of these games, there's probably a few innings that go by with so many strikeouts, the ump doesn't have any action down the left or right field line.
Well, exactly. And that's you know, I mean, we're all professionals out there. And as far as, I mean, your concentration level has to be, you know, on top of things. I mean, just because you're not having any plays doesn't mean you're not working out there. You just have to stay focused and you have to use that concentration, because that one play, like you said, it's unique. We're working guys on the left field line and right field line that, you know, during the season we do not work. So that one play that's a line drive down the left field line where you're working at it, your concentration level has to be on its A game just to make sure that, you know what, I'm going to get this call right. This is might be the only play I have, and I'm getting it right.
And our umpires, do you think, are appreciated? Do fans ask umps for their autograph?
They do. You know, I mean, we're a part of the game. I think we're the ones that, you know, obviously people love to hate, but we're still a part of the game. And I mean, obviously we don't have the fanship like players do, but we're still appreciated. I mean, you have thousands and thousands of local umpires, you know, I mean, who watch us work and enjoy, hopefully they enjoy what they see, and they're fans. I mean, people who just like to be involved with somebody who's involved with the game.
Is there some kind of mental preparedness for spring training for an umpire while players are having workouts? Is there something that you do go through?
Well, I think the preparedness is going out there, you know, and getting back into, yeah, if you want to call it game shape. I mean, in the off season, we can, you know, read the rule book and learn book stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's just getting back in the motion and getting in game shape during spring training. I think it's a great part for us to get back in the routine, to see actually live pitching, to see plays at first base, to see steal plays at second base. So it's one of those things. It's like the players are going through the mechanics of getting back into game shape as well. That's what the umpires are doing too. We're trying to hone our skills and, you know, get our eyes sharp again, get back into regular season mode.